like dumplings, only dumplings are made with, from flour.
Meal, uh-uh. Don't have no flour in that. Just
oh,
meal.
Dumplings?
Just roll them out.
The corn
doctrine? Uh-huh, and put in that stew. Mm-hmm. And they are good. So you can take your turnips out, or you can leave your turnips in there and let them cook together, but it's better to take them out and then let the lemon cook.
Now, was that cooked with the root of the turnip or the turnip tops?
Most of the tops, the young ones, most of them are better, but now you can make them with either one.
Did you ever put the roots in, or did you just use the tops mostly?
I use the roots too.
Okay. And if there's two kinds of bread, there's homemade bread and the kind you buy at the store. What do you call it? How do you say it? Well, this is not homemade, it's...
What you have at home is what I'd say is homemade.
Okay, and if you're telling somebody that it's not homemade, you might say, this is not homemade bread, it's...
So like it was before yesterday, I went to a Sunday school place meeting and they got hold of some cookies there and they're bragging on them cookies. And I can. Oh, whoever made these was sure good. I said, well, I didn't make them. I said, where'd you get them? I said, I bought them.
Well, would you say it's store? It's not homemade, it's store?
Yes, it's store.
Store bought?
Comes from a store bought.
Okay. What about that kind of a thing that's made with a hole in the middle? Do you make them?
No, I don't make them.
What'd you call them? Just donuts?
Donuts.
Did your mother ever make any like that?
But she'd make tea cakes and she'd cut out, you know, like a head and the body and the arms and the legs. She used to do that.
What'd she call that?
Tea cakes.
Tea cakes.
Mm-hmm. But sometimes it'd be ginger cakes. She'd put ginger in
it. It was sweet.
They were
though,
good
so
too,
like a cookie.
And now people don't want them such as that now.
Sounds good. Sounds good to me. All right, and the kind that you make up with a batter and you fry three or four of them at a time, and you may put something on top of them, butter, and pour something on them for breakfast usually. You may put syrup on them or something.
Yes, sir. Pancakes is what you're talking about.
Okay.
Use that with butter and syrup.
Do you remember any other words for pancakes?
Pancake.
Do you remember did you call pancakes anything else a long time ago? Do you recall flapjacks?
Yeah, we used to make pancakes a lot.
Do you remember calling them anything besides pancakes?
Mm. Pancakes, I call them patty cakes and pancakes.
Uh-huh. Okay, what about fritters or flitters? Is that something different?
What?
You'd ever use the word fritters or flitters? For anything you cook?
I've heard of them, but I don't know how now they're made.
Okay. Well, if you went to the store to buy flour, you might say, I want to buy flour?
Two packets, two different kinds.
Uh-huh. And a measure, a certain amount, like two or five. Mm-hmm. You wouldn't get it in gallons, you'd get it in what? Say, I want five?
Small ones.
Amount of flour that you buy. You say, I want a
2 pounds. I always get 2 pounds.
Okay. And the yeast that you were talking about, how would you buy it? You say, I want of yeast.
Well, you buy the yeast and you keep it. And whenever you make up your dough for your first ones, you put some of that up and just keep putting it up. But it finally gets too old and you have to start anew. You have to let it stay out all night to rise.
And the inside of an egg is what?
Yellow.
Okay. And the white part you call the, just the?
Just white.
White. And if you cook eggs in hot water with the shells on them, you
boil them, uh-huh.
And if you break the shell and let them fall out in hot water,
no, I just take mine out and put it in the cool water and get them cool and pull the shell off of them.